In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has had as His plan forever our salvation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you've been following along with us in this sermon series, you're probably a little bit relieved that we're out of the Old Testament, especially if you have been doing the readings and the skimmings along with us. Last week was probably a little bit kind of oppressive as you had to read through all of those prophets with their funny names that start with Z and things like that. And what I'm able to tell you is that you have been through two-thirds of the Bible if you've been following along with us here. And now we're getting into the New Testament, which people are usually a whole lot more excited about, and people start to really get kind of like, oh, okay, there's only a third left. I can make the last third. And even if you're behind, even if you still have Zechariah to read or Habakkuk, you can do that and then go into the Gospels and Acts, which is what you're going to be skimming and reading this week if you're following along with us. And one of the things that comes along with the New Testament sometimes is sort of a misunderstanding of what the New Testament is. Sometimes we get this misunderstanding that the Old Testament was all about how God had selected the people of Israel to be His chosen people, and they just messed it up royally. And finally, after they messed it up royally again and again and again, God finally said, oh man, I'm going to have to send somebody else. And so what He did was He sent Jesus, and Jesus was sort of a plan B, and that the people of Israel were supposed to be plan A, but they were kind of, well, schlubs. And they couldn't do it, and so Jesus had to step in and do it right for them. And that is actually not the story of Scripture. The story of Scripture, actually, is that Jesus has been the plan ever since the beginning of time. And that what you're having right now, well, it's sort of like a movie trailer. When you read the Gospels and Acts, that it's kind of like a movie trailer for the salvation of the world that is going to come. Now, in our culture today, we have this thing called Comic-Con. Anybody know what Comic-Con is? For the rest of you, what Comic-Con is it's this really nerdy thing where people come together and they get really excited about science fiction and fantasy and all of these different mystical and superhero kind of things. And they come together and they celebrate that together. And this convention, Comic-Con, is oftentimes a place where a lot of new things get revealed. A lot of trailers get shown for the very first time at Comic-Con. And Comic-Con was just this past week, and so they released a few different trailers. And so this week that we've seen the trailer for the new Firefly video game, which a lot of people were very excited about. People were a little bit miffed that it wasn't a movie, but video game, next best thing, right? You saw trailers for the upcoming season of Once Upon a Time. If you're interested in that, Elsa is making an appearance. You saw a trailer for something that Liz is especially interested in, which is the next and the very last Expendables movie. And you saw a few other trailers out there for things like The Flash and Arrow and other things that were revealed to all of humankind just this past week. And that's what it's like when you're sitting there in the movie theater a lot of times and you see the trailer and you see what's coming out next. And a lot of times when you see that movie trailer, well, what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to actually do about three different things. And a good movie trailer will do all three of these things. First of all, it will reveal that the movie is almost out of production, if it's not out of production already. And so, when you're watching the movie trailer, you go, oh goodness, it's coming soon. Because it's out of production. It's already been done. It's already been filmed. And what they've done is they've just taken little bits and pieces and they've clipped them together in this montage that they call a trailer. And so it lets you know, this is coming. And it's done. It's ready for me to watch, but they just won't let me watch it yet. That's the first thing that the trailer is supposed to do. The second thing that the trailer is supposed to do is it's supposed to give you a little bit of a sense of the story. Not the entire story. We've all seen those trailers, especially for comedies, where the only funny lines are the lines that are in the trailer. Neighbors. If you've seen the movie, you know what I mean. And so it tells you just enough of the story that you can go, oh, yeah, I think I want to watch that movie because that's the story that I want to watch. And if it's been an adaptation from a comic book or a book, it lets you know what part of that big story is going to be told in this particular movie. And so you get a sense of, okay, this is what the story is basically going to be about. And I love trailers, if you couldn't tell. And what I always love doing, and they've stopped putting trailers on DVDs anymore, but anytime that I would watch a DVD, and still if I watch a movie that's old enough that it still has the trailer on the DVD, I'll flip to that part, and I'll watch the trailer, because the trailer will get me excited for the story. It's kind of like, okay, here we go. I know what the story is going to be about. Here it is. That's what it's supposed to do. And the third thing that the trailer is supposed to do is it's supposed to get you excited about the prospect of watching what is going to be unfolding before your eyes. And maybe that's the special effects and you're going, wow, how did they do that? Or maybe that's who they got to play that part and you were kind of wondering if that was going to be Mel Gibson or not. And it's supposed to get you excited and give you just a little taste of what's happening in the story so that you can get really excited about what's going on. Well, the Gospels and Acts are really the sort of movie trailer for what God is doing in all of history. It does all three of those things. It gets you excited. It tells you everything that you need to know about the basics of the story. And it tells you that it's already been done. That the production part of what God is doing has already been filmed. And that He knows how it's going to end. Even if you don't. And so we have this sort of movie trailer in the middle of our scriptures. And if the Gospels and Acts are a movie trailer for the rest of Scripture, well then, our Gospel reading for today is sort of a movie trailer for the Gospels and Acts. Here, Jesus tells these parables about what the kingdom of heaven is like. And He's telling us in very brief fashion what His ministry, what His life that the Gospels cover and that Acts then show the denouement of. He shows us what that is. And he says, it's as if a man walks in to some kind of situation and he's able to see something there that is extremely valuable to him. And what he does is he goes and he sells all that he has in order that he might have for himself that thing that is so valuable. Well, that's what Jesus does. He comes into our lives and walks into this field, and in this field he finds a treasure. He finds you. He finds me. He finds this pearl that is worth so much that he sells all of his other pearls. He finds you. He finds me. He finds, well, at least a good fish. Right? And he says, this is so valuable that I'm going to spend everything on it. This treasure, this pearl, I'm going to spend my entire life on it. And so he spends his entire life on that cross so that he might purchase you. And that you might be his. He spends it all to get you. And so we know that it's already been done in our trailer. Because he did it on the cross. He's told us a little bit of what that story is going to be like, that he died on that cross so that he could baptize you, and so that the rest of your story, you know, is going to turn out in a way that is a blockbuster show. And finally, he's given you something to get excited about. And you can get excited that he thought you were worth so much, that he did all of that, that he scripted this story together so that you could be saved, so that you could be a part of his kingdom, so that you could get excited about what it means to be his. You've seen the trailer. Now you get to go and live the movie. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if you walked into the movie theater one day and up come the trailers and you see that movie that you've been waiting for so long, and all of a sudden right there next to the hero, right next to the person who is going to be doing all of the action, there is somehow you. And you're not sure how they did that, if you were asleep and they just moved your body around, or if they just CGI'd you in there. But there you are. You're in the movie. That's the kind of excitement that we can all have after having seen this trailer. Amen.